On today's show, Heisman Trophy finalists have been announced. Only one player from the SEC makes the final cut. We'll tell you who got snubbed. Also, the SEC bowl season is set. We'll give you the early betting lines on all those games from our friends at BetOnline. And tons of recruiting and transfer portal news as well. We'll get into that as we go around the conference. Locked On SEC starts right now.
You are Locked On SEC, your daily podcast on the Southeastern Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And what's happening, everybody? Welcome into Locked On SEC. The holidays are right around the corner. Finding the perfect gift is tricky. Omaha Steaks makes it easy to send friends and family an unforgettable gift guaranteed to be loved. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter college into the search bar to order the perfect gift package. I'm Chris Gordy. Thank you guys for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Remember, Locked On SEC is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube and at lockedonsec.com. Let's jump into it. Let's go around the conference.
Boots out to the right. Intercepted.
Makes the handoff.
Around the conference.
And we start over at Georgia as George Pickens returned to action for the Bulldogs against Georgia Tech back on November 27th. It was the first time a junior wide receiver had played since tearing his ACL back in March. Pickens had one catch for 5 yards against the Yellow Jackets, had a bigger impact in the SEC title game against Alabama this weekend, two catches for 41 yards. On Sunday night during his Orange Bowl press conference, Kirby Smart said that Pickens' effectiveness remains a work in progress. He said he's worked a little bit more this past week. It's a progression that we feel like we're comfortable with. We feel like he's comfortable with. Some of that's on him from a conditioning standpoint as he continues to work on that. So we will see if George Pickens plays a bigger role at the wide receiver spot once we get here into the postseason. Lane Kiffin, he is staying put at Ole Miss after signing his new contract over the weekend. Some of those details of that contract are coming out now. His starting salary is going to be $7.25 million. That's a number that will increase by $100,000 each year, and he will have a support staff salary budget of at least $3.5 million annually. As for some of the bonuses that are available as part of the 46-year-old's new deal, he can earn $200,000 if the program can exceed $40,000 in season ticket sales. Additionally, Kiffin will get an extra $150,000 for each win against an SEC team, starting with the fifth SEC win of the regular season, and $100,000 for each non-conference Power 5 win that the Rebels secure. That's quite a contract for Lane Kiffin. Ole Miss will look for its 11th win of the season against Baylor in the Sugar Bowl on New Year's Day. Texas A&M, they're preparing to take on Wake Forest in the Gator Bowl on New Year's Eve in Jacksonville. And the Aggies are going to have to do so without one of their better defenders. DeMarvin Leal announced last week he is entering the draft, and Jimbo Fisher said this week that doesn't sound like Leal is going to play in the bowl game. Fisher said, I don't believe he will. He also said that he doesn't anticipate his injured quarterback Haynes King being available either. You remember King broke his leg back in September against Colorado. Had surgery. Fisher said, I don't know about him being ready to play. He's able to start running, getting back, but he hasn't done anything for 3 or 4 months. So it's probably very unrealistic, something we probably wouldn't want to do. Mississippi State, they'll be taking on Texas Tech in the Liberty Bowl in Memphis on September 28th. The Bulldogs played the Memphis Tigers at the Liberty Bowl Stadium back in September. That day, Mississippi State fans were not allowed to bring their cowbells into the stadium. That will not be the case for the bowl game. Mike Leach took to Twitter the other night saying, I just heard that cowbells will be allowed at the Liberty Bowl for our game on December 28th. Texas Tech has a bell that they ring, but ours will be louder. Very Mike Leach thing to do. Mississippi State will enter the Liberty Bowl with a 7-5 record. Texas Tech, they are 6-6. Over at Kentucky, we know Mark Stoops recently got his contract extension, and the coach was asked about it in his media session this week as they prepare for their Citrus Bowl matchup against Iowa. And Stoops, on his contract extension, said, look, Kentucky means everything to me. It's where I've been the last 9 years, around unbelievable people and players. It's been a really good marriage between the school and myself. Stoops said he might break out some film from his playing days at Iowa to make the players laugh a little bit ahead of the Citrus Bowl. on what his emotions will be like. He said, fresh in his mind right now, too busy to think about it, but be sure it will be a different feeling than other games going up against his former school. South Carolina, they're getting ready for their Duke's Mayo Bowl matchup against North Carolina. Duke's Mayo has sponsored the game since 2020. Of course, used to be the Belk Bowl. The bowl, for the winning team, the bowl will donate $10,000 to the school's charity of choice if Duke's Mayo is dumped. Shane Beamer, talking with the media the other day, said, I'm not a big Mayo guy, but I'll take one for the team. If it means we won the football game and get a seventh win, I'll do whatever I need to do. So look for Shane Beamer to get some Mayo dumped on him if the Gamecocks can pull off the win. Billy Napier kind of starting to settle in at Florida, starting to put together his new staff. He'd already announced the hirings of a new strength coach and a co-defensive coordinator. Florida also announced the hiring of their new running backs coach, Jabbar Jaluk, who is an assistant under Napier at Louisiana. He is coming to Gainesville. Jaluk was with Napier for four seasons at Lafayette. Ragey Cajun rushing attack in 2019 broke school records. Billy Napier in the program also announced Patrick Toney will join the party in Gainesville as the team's new safeties coach and co-defensive coordinator. Also on Monday, Florida announced Ryan O'Hara will serve as on Napier's staff under the title of offensive analyst for quarterbacks. O'Hara spent the last 4 years at ULL. And a couple guys parting ways, according to Gators Online. Defensive assistant Wesley McGriff was told he will not be retained on Napier's new staff. He's a longtime SEC assistant. And Tim Brewster, his time at Florida has come to end. Veteran assistant said farewell on Twitter on Monday. 61 years old, was hired by Dan Mullen to coach the tight ends. Brewster's been coaching since 1986. Some transfer portal news. Tennessee's leading rusher, Tyon Evans, he entered the transfer portal, led the Vols with 525 yards this season and six touchdowns. The former Tennessee running back has announced he is committed to Louisville. Coming out of JUCO, Evans was ranked as one of the top running backs in the country, very sought after, but he ended up in Knoxville. Now he's headed to Louisville, Kentucky to play for the Cardinals. Over at South Carolina, their linebacker, Jamar Brown, he revealed Monday he is entering the transfer portal. This season, he had 11 tackles, eight of them solo. He's been part of the team since 2019. He'll have one more year of eligibility. His biggest game this past year came where he had five tackles and a sack in South Carolina's loss to Tennessee. Elijah Blades, defensive back, he's on the move again. On Monday, Blades decided to re-enter the NCAA transfer portal, bringing the Florida cornerback's time to an end in Gainesville. This is the second time he's entered the transfer portal. He previously played at Texas A&M, and prior to that, he played at Arizona Western College. But he's been committed to several other schools over the past 4 years. Played in only two games for the Gators this season, collecting three tackles and a pass deflection. He had been dismissed by the program earlier in the year. Rodney Gross, he has found a new home. Former Mississippi State linebacker, he's heading west to go play for Herm Edwards and the Arizona State Sun Devils. Spent two seasons at Mississippi State, a 6'2" linebacker, and originally committed to Nebraska before flipping to Mississippi State. And in recruiting news, big day yesterday for Texas A&M. They got a big commitment from offensive lineman Mark Nabu from Seattle, Washington. Only had one SEC team on his list, and that was the Aggies, his three-star recruit. Then the other big one came last night. Gabriel Brownlow Dindy, a five-star defensive lineman, flipped his commitment from Oklahoma to Texas A&M. 6'3", 280 pounds. He is 24/7's number 10 overall prospect. Number 4 defensive lineman in the class of 2022. He is the 4th 5-star pledge for Texas A&M's recruiting class and their 21st overall commitment. So the early signing period is going to end next week. It looks like the Aggies may be able to close this thing out with a top 5 recruiting class. And if they can add a couple more, man, they might finish with number 1 or number 2. Lastly, Clark Lee and the Vanderbilt Commodores, they got some good news. Over the weekend, A.J. Swan, a 3-star quarterback from Georgia, committed to the program. He announces news on Twitter. He's currently the Commodores' highest-ranked commitment thus far in their current cycle. Tennessee, they added a JUCO defensive back to their class Monday night when Desmond Williams committed to Josh Heupel's class. He's a 5'11", 190-pound corners. So good for him. Good for Josh Heupel. And then lastly, in basketball news, Mike White's Florida basketball team suffered last night one of their worst losses in program history. Texas Southern, a program from the SWAC, they came to Gainesville with an 0-7 record, but they took down the Gators 69-54, a shocking loss for Florida, which had beat Florida State and Ohio State earlier this year. On Monday night, the Gators trailed the final 29 minutes. TSU led Florida by as much as 20 points during the game. So, disappointing loss for Florida basketball. Goodness gracious, what are you guys doing? Thank you guys for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Coming up next, we will discuss the Heisman Trophy finalists. That's coming your way in just a sec. Look, you guys listen to podcasts for the power of the inside track. You switch to Boost Mobile for the power of saving money. Because with Boost, look, you get the power of a free 5G phone so you can listen to the latest episodes and keep up with your favorite players and teams. The power of three unlimited data lines for $30 a month per line so your family can share all the insights. And the power of one of America's largest 5G networks so you can do it all at the speed of 5G. With all that money you'll save and all that edge you'll gain, just how powerful will you become? Switch to Boost Mobile and find out. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A32 5G when you switch to one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile, quick disclaimer, free phone limited to new customers, one per line. Additional restrictions apply. Offers coverage not available everywhere or for all phones or networks. See boostmobile.com for more details. Of course, when you get your new phone, you can download the new Prize Picks app. If you are a college football fanatic and you haven't tried Prize Picks yet, what are you waiting for? It is Prize Picks, and it is daily fantasy made easy. They are a leader in the college sports daily fantasy world. They offer more college props than anybody you can think of. All of our users, they go check them out when you make your first deposit and use our promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON. You're going to get a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, you pick 2 to 5 players and over under on their projections. You can win up to 10 times on any entry. Go check out their app today. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It is that easy. Prize Picks is safe. It offers fast withdrawals. Don't hesitate. Go check them out right now. PrizePicks.com. Use our promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON. Or go to the App Store. Download the app today. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Run along here, Locked On SEC. Big news coming out yesterday evening as the Heisman Trophy finalists were announced. Michigan defensive end Aiden Hutchinson, Pittsburgh quarterback Kenny Pickett, Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud, and Alabama quarterback Bryce Young were all named the finalists for the 87th annual Heisman Memorial Trophy. They'll be handed out on Monday night, December 6th. Or rather, the finalists were announced last night, December 6th, on ESPN. The top 10 finishers will be featured on the Top 10 Heisman Trophy Finalist Show presented by Nissan on Thursday on ESPN. Of course, the 2021 winner will be announced this Saturday night during the ESPN televised Heisman Trophy ceremony from New York City. So, congrats to the four finalists, and it's good to see Bryce Young in there, the lone SEC recipient. But bigger problem here is there is one gigantic glaring omission, and that is Alabama linebacker Will Anderson, who currently leads all of college football in sacks with 15 and a half, 1.5 more than Aiden Hutchinson, who was on this list. Anderson also has 91 total tackles on the season. Aiden Hutchinson has 58. To me, it is an absolute joke that Will Anderson didn't even receive an invite. And all I can think of is that they didn't want two guys from the same school because Bryce Young is there. He's the odds-on favorite. But there have been guys from the same school who finished as finalists together. 2008, you had Texas Tech. They had Graham Harrell and Michael Crabtree. 2004, Oklahoma had Adrian Peterson and Jason White. USC had Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart. 2002, Miami, you had Willis McGahee and Ken Dorsey. They should have both gotten an invite. I know they're trying to do this thing where they cap it at four guys. It's silly. You could do five. You could do six. Doesn't matter how many Heisman finalists you bring to New York. And look, the fact that they only got one SEC guy in as a finalist on this list is also disappointing. I think you could have made a case. Obviously, Jordan Davis at Georgia, the numbers aren't eye-popping, but if you watched him throughout this season, his performance was when he was out on the field. And Matt Corral at Ole Miss should have at least gotten an invite. Look, he had a fantastic season for the Rebels. I know his numbers kind of went down as the year went along. Played through injury. I just think it's a little bit ridiculous that you left out some other really, really elite-level players in the SEC. But Bryce Young, he gets the invite. Alabama's 11th Heisman finalist, the 9th since 2009, tying Oklahoma for the most of any school. Bryce Young's former Crimson Tide teammate, Devontae Smith, won it last year. Mac Jones was also a finalist last year. Bryce Young, a sophomore and first-year starter, threw for over 4,300 yards, 68 completion percentage, 43 touchdowns, just four interceptions, led Alabama to a 12-1 record, a 2021 SEC championship, and the top seed in the college football playoff. His touchdowns are second most in the nation, his passing yards are fourth most, and his quarterback rating of 175 is fifth best in the country. His passing yards per game and completions are sixth most. And Young, who also ran for three touchdowns, threw for five touchdowns in a game three times, including against Arkansas, where he also set the Alabama school record with 559 passing yards, breaking a mark that stood for 52 years. He also set SEC championship records with over 420 passing yards and 460 total yards of offense, which earned him the MVP honors on Saturday. If Bryce Young were to win the award, he would give Alabama back-to-back Heisman winners. It would also mark the second time in 5 years the school produced back-to-back winners. Of course, Oklahoma had Baker Mayfield in 2017 and Kyler Murray in 2018. But Alabama, look, beat your chest, Alabama fans. I know if you're spending all your time angry that Will Anderson's not on this list, you do have to appreciate that Bryce Young is and is likely going to win this thing. Alabama is seeing one of its quarterbacks, whether it be a current or former, as a Heisman Trophy finalist in each of the last four seasons. It's Bryce Young this year, Mac Jones last year, Jalen Hurts in 2019 when he was at Oklahoma, and in 2018 Tua Tagovailoa. So Alabama, for all the years of bad to subpar quarterback play, certainly making up for it now in the later years of the Saban era. They have had really, really good quarterbacks. The 2021 Heisman Trophy ballots, they went out to 928 electors, which included 870 members of the media, 57 living Heisman winners, and one overall fan vote presented by Nissan. All ballots were submitted electronically to the independent accountants at Deloitte. So there you go. Those are your Heisman finalists. Again, Will Anderson, not on the list. Should have been on the list. It is what it is. Thank you guys again for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Coming up next, we're going to take an early look at some of the betting lines for all of the SEC teams in bowl games from our friends at BetOnline. That is coming your way next. Look, the holidays are right around the corner, and finding the perfect gift is tricky. Omaha Steaks is trying to make it easy to send friends and family an unforgivable gift guaranteed to be loved. If you go to omahasteaks.com right now and you enter the word college into the search bar, you can order the perfect gift package. For $99.99, you will get 24 entrees like the world-famous bacon-wrapped filet mignons, chicken breast, sides, desserts, and so much more. And when you use that code college, you will get an additional 8 Omaha Steak burgers free with your order. We've all heard the reports about shortages and shipping delays, so you don't want to wait. Order the perfect gift package today at omahasteaks.com, and you will get those 8 free burgers when you enter the code college. Achieve gifting greatness with Omaha Steaks. Incredible flavor, incredible value, and 100% guaranteed. omahasteaks.com, keyword college. And by the way, that perfect gift package, $99.99, right at $100. You get 4 bacon wrap filet mignons, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 Omaha Steak burgers, 4 jumbo franks, 4 individual scalloped potatoes, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 signature seasoning jar, and of course, those free 8 Omaha Steaks burgers with the code college. You want to get on there and go order today. Brought along here, Locked On SEC, and I want to jump right into it. Look, we've got 13 of the 14 SEC teams in bowl games, and if you're like me, you start looking at some of the early lines on a lot of these games. Some are going to shift as the public starts to bet and all that kind of stuff, but I do want to get into taking a look at some of them because, look, we're going to be placing some bets and making these games a little bit more interesting as we get into the bowl season. But let's start, and again, all these lines provided by our friends at betonline.ag. December 22nd, the Armed Forces Bowl. It'll be Missouri versus Army. Mizzou, a 3.5-point underdog. Now, I've not heard yet if Tyler Beatty is playing or not in this game. If he does, I'm jumping on the Mizzou plus the 3.5. If Tyler Beatty does not play, then Army minus the 3.5 is probably the play. I've made no mistake about it. Tyler Beatty's been one of my favorite players to watch in the SEC this year. I hope he plays in the bowl game, but if he doesn't, totally understand. The next day, December 23rd, it'll be the Gasparilla Bowl. It'll be UCF versus Florida. How about Florida is an 8.5-point favorite over at betonline.ag. We know Florida's got some talented players going up against Gus Malzahn, the UCF dynamic there. They have underachieved. I get it, but that feels like a lot of points for a Florida team that is playing without their head coach. Of course, they'll shift to the Billy Napier era very soon. But my initial inclination is to take UCF plus the 8.5 against Florida. On December 28th, it'll be the Birmingham Bowl, Houston versus Auburn. Auburn opens as a 3-point favorite. Sounds about right. I watched Houston a good bit this year. Their defense played pretty well. Offense, not bad. But Tank Bigsby will be the best player on the field if he is out there. Initial inclination is to take Auburn minus the 3. Also, December 28th, it'll be the Liberty Bowl. It'll be Texas Tech versus Mississippi State. Look, Mike Leach has something to prove. Mississippi State is an 8-point favorite. I'm taking State minus the 8. We know Texas Tech fired their coach midseason, already made their new hire coming over from Baylor. But I think Mike Leach wants to stick it to his former school at Texas Tech. And I think he wants to run up the score. And I think the Bulldogs cover the 8 in the Liberty Bowl. December 30th, it'll be the Duke's Mayo Bowl. It'll be North Carolina versus South Carolina. And South Carolina catching 8 as North Carolina over a touchdown favorite. Mack Brown has done a good job there. North Carolina kind of in an up-and-down season, but they've got really good talent. Mack has recruited well there. And I think Shane Beamer's building at South Carolina. But I think North Carolina, the easy pick, is to take them minus the 8. I think South Carolina can hang around for a half. But I think the talent will persevere down the stretch, kind of like we saw what South Carolina looked like against Clemson. Not saying North Carolina has the talent that Clemson has, but they do have some stud recruits and players, and I just think North Carolina, the talent will rise to the top, and they will beat South Carolina. Will suck to end the season with a loss in the bowl game, but doesn't diminish the good year that Shane Beamer had in year one in Columbia. Also on December 30th, it's the Music City Bowl. It is a Purdue versus Tennessee. The Vols are a 3-point favorite. I'm taking the Vols minus the 3. I like what I saw from Hendon Hooker all year. I like what this offense has done. I like what Heupel is doing. Give me the Vols minus the 3 in the Music City Bowl. On New Year's Eve, December 31st, it will be the Gator Bowl. It'll be Texas A&M versus Wake Forest. Wake Forest has had a nice high-powered offense for much of this year. But Texas A&M, that defense is no joke. Mike Elko, I know they're going to be without a couple of their big horses on that D-line. But I'm jumping on A&M minus the 6.5. I think their run game and offense will be enough. I think the Aggies get enough defensively stops on Wake, and I think they cover the touchdown there. January 1st, we will get the Outback Bowl. It'll be Arkansas versus Penn State. Penn State is a 2.5-point favorite. Kind of starting to think maybe Arkansas with the upset. Look, I can't pick all the SEC teams. Obviously, they're not going to win every game, but this feels like a sneaky one when Sam Pittman is going to have his team ready to play, run the football, play clock control, get out with a low-scoring win on Penn State. I like Arkansas plus the 2.5. Also on January 1st will be the Citrus Bowl. It'll be Kentucky versus Iowa. Kentucky is a 2.5-point favorite. Iowa plays good defense. They got no offense. Kentucky does have an offense. I saw somebody say, oh, this might be the lowest scoring bowl game. Where you been, brother? Kentucky's got an offense now. Liam Cohen, Will Levis, Wandale Robinson, get to know him. I like Kentucky minus the 2.5 against Iowa. I think they score 30. I think Iowa doesn't cross 20 points. The night of January 1st, it'll be the Sugar Bowl. It'll be Baylor versus Ole Miss. Baylor opens as a 1.5-point favorite. Look, Lane Kiffin and Matt Corral, this is Corral's swan song. I know Dave Aranda's done a good job with that Baylor defense, but Matt Corral and Lane Kiffin are coming in on a mission. They want to score a ton of points, and I think Ole Miss is going to beat Baylor and cover that plus 1.5. Give me Ole Miss to win big in the Sugar Bowl. On January 4th, it'll be LSU versus Kansas State in the Texas Bowl. LSU opens as a 2.5-point favorite. Don't know much about Kansas State, but I know Brad Davis, the LSU defensive line coach, he's the interim coach in this one. I know he wants to win this one very badly. He's going to have those guys ready to play. Just going to jump on LSU minus 2.5. They're playing in Houston. Big LSU fan base there. I think they're going to have the home crowd on their side. And then lastly, two games we will get into as the coming weeks go along, but the Cotton Bowl playoff, Cincinnati versus Alabama. Bama opens as a 13.5-point favorite. Feels like not enough points, right? Cincinnati, little brother, group of five team. Early inclination is Bama wins by 2 touchdowns at least over Cincinnati. And December 31st, it'll be the Orange Bowl playoff game. It'll be Georgia versus Michigan. Georgia opens as a 9-point favorite. That one feels like a lot of points. Especially what Georgia looked like in the SEC championship game. But how do you respond, Bulldogs? Do you come back and look like the team you looked like for the majority of the season? Going against Jim Harbaugh's Michigan? Early inclination would be Michigan covers the 9. I feel like Georgia to win. I just think they win a closer game than 9 points. And there you have it. Those are your early bet online betting lines for the SEC teams in bowl games. Again, some of these lines are going to shift over the next couple weeks, so we'll keep track of them, and we'll get a little bit more in-depth to breaking down these games in the coming weeks. Appreciate you guys for listening. Appreciate you guys for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Now go make your second listen. Go check out Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. Free and available on all platforms. I'm Chris Gordy. Thank you guys so much for listening to Locked On SEC. We will be back tomorrow. Awesome guests joining us throughout the week. Plenty more to discuss as the week rolls along right here on Locked On SEC. You guys have a great day, everybody.